On May 27, you may well have to change your plans if you don't want to miss the 2SER Bob Dylan Birthday Marathon. 2SER's celebration of all things Bob will go for 8 hours and feature news, reviews, interviews, the Bob Dylan quiz, and all the Bob songs that fit, starting at 8 p.m. and going through till 4 in the morning. The Bob Dylan Birthday Marathon on 2SER, May 27, from 8 p.m. 2SER 107.3. Stories, ideas, music, and Bob.
It's hard rains are gonna fall.
Everyone, and welcome to Doona Days here on 2SER 107.3. My name is Steph, and I'll be with you until 1 o'clock today with a heap of music for your Sunday lounging. On today's show, we've got some gentle folk from Melbourne singer-songwriter Leah Senior, 90s-inspired garage jams from New York band B-Boys, some slinky guitar pop from Dent May, and a couple of new singles from Grizzly Bear and Broken Social Scene that were just released this week. But to kick things off, here is Sunday with a track of theirs called Moment Too Late. You're on 2SER.
We'll be right back. artist formerly known as Smog, returns to Vivid Live for two intimate nights this June. Described as the natural successor to Leonard Cohen, Live, Callahan's unique take on classic Americana, resonates to spine-tingling effect.
I am a rock. Bottom.
Book now for Bill Callahan, June 2 and 3 at sydneyoperahouse.com/vividlive. Sydney Opera House, sponsors of 2SER 107.3.
Show today with a band called Sunday out of New York, who are about to release their debut album, number one hit singles, this coming Friday. A record with a collection of sharp power pop songs and a little bit of 90s emo tinge to it as well. I took off a track called Moment Too Late. Following that was Kiwi singer-songwriter Aldis Harding with Living the Classics, a song of her new album Party, which was produced by John Parrish, who's probably best known for his work with PJ Harvey, but also Perfume Genius and local girl Laura Jean. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Duna Days on 2SER 107.3. Steph is my name, and I'm here with you until 1 o'clock today, playing you some tunes for your Sunday lounging. A couple of days ago, Grizzly Bear announced their first album in 5 years. It's called Painted Ruins and is slated for release on August 18, and their first record with new label home RCA. The album features Three Rings, which was released the other week, and the first official single, which is this one. It's called Morning Sound, and you're on 2SER.
Finish every slide. 2SER presents the Newtown Record Fair on Saturday, June 3rd at the Bank Hotel Newtown. From 11 until 4, the downstairs beer garden at the bank will be home to 10,000 vinyl records, live DJs, plus bands, food, drinks, and a whole lot of crate digging. Newtown Record Fair, Saturday, June 3rd at the Bank Hotel Newtown. More info at newtownrecordfair.com.au. Newtown Record Fair, sponsors of 2SER 107.3.
that there was Max Gardner, who makes self-proclaimed bedroom theme music and describes his latest EP, New in Town, as a palate cleanser. And it kind of is that way. It's filled with some weird circus organs, 80s synths, and funky bass sounds that I really liked and you heard just then on the title track. Before that was Grizzly Bear with Morning Sound, the first official single from their newly announced album Painted Ruins that's due out on August 18. You're listening to Duna Days here on 2SER 107.3. Steph is my name, and I hope you're having a great Sunday so far. On Friday, a brilliant record came out called Rocket. It's the 8th studio album from Sandy Alex G, formerly known as Alex G, a Philadelphia musician who I've been following for a while now. And to put it simply, he's probably best known for making bedroom, distorted, lo-fi indie rock. But this new album sees him experimenting with violin and banjo lines and even warping his vocals with auto-tune. And we're going to listen to a song off it now. It's called County on 2SER.
Big or small the occasion, Crust Pyrmont is your go-to pizza store in the Sydney CBD for office catering. Crust Pyrmont can deliver from 1 to 150 pizzas per order using the best equipment to make sure your gourmet pizzas are delivered fresh, hot and on time. Choose between ordering online through the Crust Pizza app or simply call the store on 9566 1933. Crust Pizza Pyrmont proudly sponsors 2SER 107.3.
feet that is made from cartel, got rid of me. All those feelings every day, the bus stop was the size of the entire world. The ball that broke your tooth and carving at me all the time was I had done you wrong. I hope I'm sorry, certain times in our lives come to take up more space than others. And time's gonna take its time. The kitty said I broke in over the summer. It was the evening when he climbed that tree. I was afraid, but he was doing it aside, so I followed him to stop a rivalry.
Broken Social Scene are gearing up to release a new album and their first since 2010's Forgiveness Rock record. You just heard there the title track off it called Hug of Thunder and features returning member Feist. Hug of Thunder is out on July 7. Before that was Sandy Alex G. He's just released his 8th studio album, Rocket, and I played you off it a song called County. My name is Steph, and if you've just tuned in, this is Duna Days on 2SER 107.3, and it's coming up to 12:30 here, which means it's that time during the show where we go under the covers. And I don't mean that literally, unless you want to, you know, you're hanging out in bed, lounging around. But it's actually a segment that we have on the show where I share with you a couple of my favourite covers. They can be new or old, but this week, speaking of Feist and her return on that track with Broken Social Scene, I thought I'd play a cover of her song Limit to Your Love, which appeared on her 3rd studio album, The Reminder. But in 2010, a little known British electronic musician named James Blake recorded a version of it and put it out on his self-titled debut studio album. And it sounds like this. You're on to SER.
There's a limit to your love. Like a waterfall in slow motion. Like a map with no ocean. There's a limit to your love. Your love, your love, your love. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. Is it truth or dare? There's a limit to your care. There's a limit to your love. Like a waterfall in slow motion. Like a map with no ocean. There's a limit to your love. Your love, your love, your love. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. Is it truth or care? There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. There's a limit to your care. There's a limit to your love. Like a waterfall in slow motion. Like a map with no ocean. There's a limit to your love. There's a limit to your love. Like a waterfall in slow. Like a waterfall in slow. Like a map with no ocean. Like a map with no ocean. There's a limit to your love. There's a limit to your love. Your love, your love, your love.
Love Police present the mesmerising and melancholy sounds of Sunkill Moon back in Sydney, May 30 at The Factory. Experience Mark Kozelek and his band in a stunning long set of music from his career with Sunkill Moon, Red House Painters and more. Hours of majesty await at Sunkill Moon at The Factory at a special seated or standing ticketed show. Info and tickets at factorytheatre.com.au. Love Police, proud sponsors of 2SER 107.3.
Time to live in there.
Making some music news this week is a book called Meet Me in the Bathroom, an oral history that looks into New York's 21st century rock scene and talks about bands like Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Morty Peaches, LCD Sound System. And one big claim in it was that Ryan Adams was a bad influence on the Strokes and got the guitarist into some pretty heavy drugs. But that got me thinking about the Strokes and I guess how much of an influence their music was for me, and kind of an introduction to a lot of other music that I'm really into now. So I was searching for covers for this segment and came across an album called Stroked, which was commissioned by Stereo Gum, and it's a tribute to Is This It, which is of course the Strokes' debut album released in 2001 and features covers of the album from artists like Owen Pallett, Alstra, Real Estate, and Frankie Rose, who you just heard there, and her take on the song Soma. And before that was James Blake and his cover of Limit to Your Love, which is of course originally written by Feist. That concludes our Under the Covers segment here on Duna Days on 2SER 107.3. If you've just tuned in, my name is Steph. I'm here with you until 1 o'clock, so about 20 minutes left. Coming up, I've got a new single from New York band B-Boys. They kind of sound similar to Parquet Court, so if you're into that, stick around. But before we get there, this here is Royal Headache and Wilson Street. You're on 2SER.
This year's Sydney Writers' Festival is bursting with talent, including some of the literary world's brightest and most respected names. Festival guests include great Irish novelist Anne Enright, 2017 Pulitzer Prize winner Colson Whitehead, New York Times best-selling author Roxane Gay, acclaimed author George Saunders, and Pulitzer Prize winning writer Susan Faludi. May 22-28, info at swf.org.au. Sydney Writers' Festival, sponsors of 2SER 107.3. Goths, the new album by The Mountain Goats, exploring what it means to grow old in goth or any youthful outcast culture. Goths by The Mountain Goats is out now on CD, vinyl, and all digital services, and brought to you by Remote Control. Remote Control, sponsors of 2SER 107.3.
Melbourne, the wonderful folk strummings of Leah Senior. She's about to release her second album. It's called Pretty Faces on Friday, May 26th. And I just played you a song of hers called You Were Not Fit for the Day. And if you like the sounds of that, she's actually coming to Sydney and playing a show at Golden Age on June 24. Before that, we heard from New York band B-Boys, who are gearing up to release their debut album called Dada. It's due out on June 16, and I took off it a track called Walking. And up at the very top, Wilson Street, a song from Sydney band Royal Headache and their self-titled debut, which was released back in 2012. You've been listening to Doona Days here on 2SER 107.3. Steph is my name, and I've got about 10 minutes left with you before I have to hand over the reins to Lyndon Pike over on another angle. He's up next at 1 o'clock. Right now, though, let's stay in the year 2012 and change lanes a little bit with Dent May, who released his album Do Things, and this here is a song off it called Wedding Day.
There's over 350 screenings of 288 films from 62 countries over 12 days in 10 venues. From the magnificent State Theatre in the city to the Ritz Cinema in Randwick, there's bound to be a film and venue just right for you. It all happens from June 7 to 18, and you can buy your flexi passes or single tickets right now at sff.org.au. Sydney Film Festival, proudly sponsoring 2SER 107.3.
There's that song to touch your body, feel it.
Listening to Duna Days on 2SER 107.3. My name is Steph, and we just heard from Land of Talk and their album Life After Youth. The song I played off it is called Loving, and it's time for me to get out of the studio now. So I'm going to leave you with one last track from Dick Diver. This here is called Blue and That. Catch you next week.
At the playground, woman scratched. Smoking what you said you didn't have. Imagine phoning Sandy from the slide. Is that Sandy? Sandy, oh. Should I dye my hair? Are you high yet? Spare tire cover blazing in the sand. Run ahead to the smash phone booth. Lean past where the glass was and wave back to you. Then pass the pool, pass the pool. Forget a man.